All right, folks, welcome back to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Behrens. Charlie, how you doing?
It's Dr. Behrens to you, Miles.
Okay.
And I'm doing well because this is our 100th episode.
100 episodes.
Podcast.
When we started this, did you think we were going to stick with it?
No. I was thinking we'd shoot the first few episodes, realize this concept didn't work, and then, just on to the next one. But and here we are, 100 episodes later in the same bar that we started in. Isn't that the deal?
This is episode one?
Well, this is episode three here.
Well,
because we're out in Fargo, the homemade bar.
Yeah, we did the homemade bar. This is the first remote bar setting.
Yeah.
I almost forgot about the homemade bar. Isn't that crazy?
How many years have we been doing this?
That's
2022.
So this is we're going on 2 years almost. Holy smokes! Wow.
Who would have thought that this was going to be a thing? That makes sense because 100 episodes, 100 weeks. There's 52 weeks in a year, Miles. So we are approaching the 2 year mark based upon just standard math.
Yeah,
actually. I'm glad I can be the guy bringing the standard math into the episode. We each bring our own strengths.
Yes.
I bring math and science and reason and logic, and you bring, I'm still not sure what you bring, but I'm waiting to find out, you know?
Yeah, we'll find it at some point.
Do you like that? That was a soft burn to start off our 100.
I am in too good of a mood to let you bring me down today, Charlie.
Yeah,
it's 100th episode.
Oh, yeah.
Having a beer. Couldn't be in a better mood right now.
Well, good. Well, let's see how we can ruin it in this episode. Are we going to do back?
Yeah, I was going to take a trip down memory lane. Yeah. So 97 episodes when we were in this bar, it was your birthday.
It was my birthday.
You were wearing overalls.
I was wearing overalls, bibs.
And I remember the whole bar did a black cherry brandy shot.
Yes.
Black, do you remember that?
Blackberry brandy. Yeah.
Blackberry? Did I say black cherry?
Close enough. Same church, different pew. But those things will get you psychedelically drunk. Yeah. I'll tell you that. I don't know what they do to your innards, but it's more than just alcohol in those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a religious experience.
I felt that day, and so did you.
Yes, I did.
You held your own, though, that day, even though we got more drinks in you than you probably wanted.
It was easy to hold my own because I had the overalls holding me up.
Yep. So Jared's got a few trips down memory lane for us.
Yeah. This is my personal favorite. This is at Big Irv's. I forget which episode, but Miles spoiling Top Gun to Charlie.
No, for God's sake. That was so annoying, dude. That was so annoying. Yeah, it was so annoying to me that I didn't end up going to see Top Gun in the theater.
You don't even remember what I spoiled, though.
Yes, I do. It was the fact that someone shot down.
So, hey, spoiler alert, by the way, Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
They
haven't seen it. Anyways, I ended up watching it in an airplane. I had one long airplane ride, so I said, you know what? Since I already know what's going to happen, I'm just going to watch this stupid thing in the airplane. And I will say, watching Top Gun in an airplane adds a new dynamic to the airplane ride. It does. You're less concerned about the turbulence because you're like, well, Tom can handle it. So, yeah. I mean, at least there's not a Russian fighter jet at my ass.
Yeah, you weren't worried about pulling any G's at that point.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. Well, that was.
Have you forgiven me since then?
Hell no, well, Miles. I don't forgive.
I thought maybe,
this isn't church, dude.
Talk
to me in 100 more episodes and maybe we'll see if I've forgotten. But I did almost forget. Honestly, forgiveness and forgetting, kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Thanks a lot, Jared. I was hoping that his forgetfulness would eventually lead to forgiveness.
But I'm going to remember this for 100 more episodes, Miles. Mark my words.
Another one I liked was trying the horseradish with AJ Dillon.
Oh, God.
I still can feel the sting in my brain from that.
That was a bit. I will say this about horseradish, guys. It's a medicine. It's medicinal, like blackberry brandy. It's medicinal. It heals things that you didn't need to know existed. It heals your inner child.
Yeah, I think I had a sinus infection on that episode, and I think it cleared me right up.
It, that'll do it. Mm-hmm. Any, you got an open wound, put some horseradish in there. Keep in mind, the Bellied Up podcast does not condone medical advice or believe it to be. We are not
medical doctors.
No, yeah. No. Insert disclaimer here. So mm-hmm. there we go. That was a beautiful time. I got to get some more of that horseradish, actually. That was some.
That was in Green Bay, correct?
Yeah, hell it yeah. was. That was a day before you got wickedly sick, though, Miles.
Yeah, yeah. That was a turning point that for was, me.
Yeah, if you look at that day, Miles called me. I don't even know if you called me. Maybe Tyler called me. Maybe I just heard from someone else that day. But Miles was sick, and from that day, Miles has been working out, eating more salads, got a personal trainer, and you look at him right now, he's half the man he used to be. It's wild.
Yeah, physically, mentally, I'm mentally twice the man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah. He's a little slender guy now. I think I'm coming for you. I know.
I'm too sick of people seeing shirtless photos and videos of Charlie online going, oh, my God, he's chiseled like a Greek god.
Well,
I'm coming for you, Charlie.
You know, it's amazing what a diet of coffee and stress can do for you.
Hey, wouldn't that be funny, Charlie, but it would be funny if in another 100 episodes I was just shredded and Charlie was 100 pounds heavier somehow.
Just traded weight.
Yeah.
We should do that. That'd be a fun.
Yeah, it's like on Always Sunny, Mac gains 60 pounds and then loses 60 pounds in like 6 months or something like that. Just because he thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Like, he actually did it in real life, I think.
Yeah.
He, like, actually purposely gained and lost that much weight because he thought it'd be a funny bit for the show.
That's so much commitment. Like, Christian Bale does that for, like, serious acting, you know? Yeah. Whoever.
You're saying Always Sunny in Philadelphia isn't serious acting, Charlie? Come on.
It's comedic acting. It's usually you're like, it's a joke, you know? We can do, like, a fat suit or something. But, no, yeah. I mean, that's so much commitment.
He committed.
I mean, we do comedy, you and I would not put that much commitment in.
Yeah, the farthest I'll go is dress in a hot dog costume in your apartment.
I know. You won't even dress like a woman for me, Miles. Maybe one day. Maybe I'm holding out hope.
Yeah, maybe we'll be back.
Yeah.
And then Knickerbocker Liquor Locker, the Dish Chickens call.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's maybe the defining moment of this podcast, Charlie.
Oh, the Ditch I'm Chicken. The hat right I now. Know. I know. It is, that was such a beautiful, you know, that's the thing about the Bellied Up podcast is when people call in, when you, the listeners, call in, you put us on a path we never even know existed. You know, it's like opening up a portal. It's like walking through the woods and then you just find yourself in a wormhole in another dimension where, you know, you can shoot your shotgun out your shotgun seat, get a Ditch Chicken.
No, he was outside the car, Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
He was outside the car.
Oh, I heard the car door open and shut.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's the beauty of this podcast. You never know what's on the other line.
You never know? It's kind of like fishing in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Never know what's on the other end of the line.
That is poetic.
Pretty good. Hey, we should put that on a shirt.
See, guys, all this 100 episodes has really made us wise.
It has.
We would not have come up with that line 100 episodes ago.
No.
There's not a chance.
When we started this episode, you guys, Miles and I, we looked at each other. We had a meeting. We said, how can we do more videos and have it be less work somehow? And then we came up with the idea, let's just let the people do the talking. And really, it was bred out of beautiful laziness, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah. And we also said, how can we just basically do what we do on a daily basis and somehow it'll work? And we were like, well, if we drink at the bar,
the callers will call.
If you drink it, they will call.
I will cheers to that.
Cheers
on that note,
my
should
guy.
We take some callers, Charlie?
Sure. Let's cheers. Do it, Miles. Cheers. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast, 100th episode. Who are we chit-chatting with today?
Hey, Wyatt. How's it going today, guys?
Wyatt. It's going good, my guy. How are you doing?
Good. Good, good. I'm out here mowing for my company and kind of just waiting for this rain to settle. How about you guys?
Wyatt, whenever you were a kid, did you ever get bribed by your mom to not go to the principal's office?
No.
Okay, different Why? Wyatt. Different Wyatt. We had a different caller call in. His mom bribed him money to not go to the principal's office, so sorry. Just thought I'd ask.
Oh, no, you're good.
Miles, not all Wyatts.
Do you remember that
same
call now?
Yeah, I do, but I mean, you know, it's a little disrespectful to the Wyatts out there.
You just never know.
Well, welcome to the show, Wyatt. Why don't you belly on up to the bar while you're waiting for that rain to settle and let us know what's on your mind?
So, I got two things. One's pretty quick, mainly for you, Charlie. So, you went on tour or still are on tour, and you didn't have many Mitten State locations. You had one in Houghton. So I was wondering when you're going to come down to the Lower Peninsula.
You know what, Wyatt? I really appreciate you calling in to have me plug my tour dates. as it turns out, we are going to be in the other Mitten State. Come the fall, we're going to release those dates pretty soon. But I think we're doing Royal Oak and Grand Rapids. And who knows, maybe a few more cities in between. But those will come out pretty soon here. All right. And
nuts.
Yeah, and you know, we'll get you locked and loaded on some tickets if you want. We'll message you after this, okay? So thanks for giving me the prompt for the plug.
And well, and that's a good it's a good segue into the guys. If you want to change Charlie's behavior, make sure you call in, complain to his face or over the phone. And that's the best way to get him to change his behavior.
It is kind of, publicly shame.
Public shame is usually what motivates Charlie. So nice work on that.
Well played, Wyatt.
Well, I figured Miles gives you enough crap about your divorce. So I figured I'd ask you.
He does.
I've cooled my jets on that. All right.
If you're playing the bellied up bingo, we already have a couple things knocked off the list right there. Charlie shamelessly plugging his stuff. Miles bringing up the divorce, even though Wyatt, you did it
up.
But Wyatt did it both for us. See, now the people are just doing our things. Well, Wyatt, what else is on your mind, my guy?
So I'm calling in today for the fact of my girlfriend wants a promise ring, but I'm not very sure how I feel about it. I'm not the type of guy to, you know, go get a promise ring. I've never really believed in it, but she's very adamant that she wants one.
So before we dive into that, little backstory, how long have you guys been dating? Why aren't you just getting her an engagement ring? All of that.
So I am currently 19 and she's 18. So we've only been together for about almost 3 years now with a few small gaps in between. I can let you, your mind wander as to what that means.
But, you went to college, I imagine?
Nope. I just bought my dad's lawn care business in April. So
smart
I have
man.
That full time. And, oh yeah. Yup. But we're looking for a house. I just bought a business. It's just, for me, I don't want to feel not necessarily trapped because I do love her, but I don't want to feel trapped in the same sense.
So you are clearly not ready to get married. Can I say that accurately?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Anytime you have to start off a sentence when you're talking about a relationship of I don't want to feel trapped, but I think the first sentence in that has some more truth than that. What the hell is up with a promise ring? Can I ask?
Well, let me ask you, Charlie. What do you think of promise rings?
I think what are you promising? Like, what are you promising?
You're promising that you're going to get her an engagement ring and then promising that at some point you guys will get married.
Yeah, that sounds like a really bad investment right there.
Well, and
that's what I thought.
Well, in my head goes to, aren't you already kind of promising that someday you're going to get an engagement ring by just dating in general?
Yeah, like I haven't cheated on you and that's the promise ring right there.
Now, the only thing I can think of, Charlie, is maybe she's nervous that, you know, why it is a hot commodity in the lawn care industry.
He's
going to be tiptoeing around to different lawns in the neighborhood.
That's true.
The soccer moms are going to be peeking out
somehow.
Soccer moms are going to be peeping out the window, eyeing his muscles down as he weed whacks their lawn. Hopefully, wishing that he was weed whacking something else.
Trimming the old bushes.
Yeah. And so maybe there's a little insecurity involved with a promise ring. No, that's where my head goes.
I see that. So I feel like, Wyatt, we just want to confirm this fact with you right now. Was the request for the promise ring coming shortly after you acquired this business from your dad?
No. So as I stated earlier, there's been a few small gaps in our relationship within the timeline. She broke up with me for a little bit, and then 4 months later, I broke up with her for about a weekend.
Yeah, smart. And, you got to get back at her. That was really smart, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Rebalance the power in the relationship. I like that move. Continue.
Yeah, let's get into those gaps. What happened during those gaps? Because I think that's going to determine whether or not you're going to waste a bunch of money on a promise ring right now.
So during her gap, when she left, she was with an ex or whatever you want to call him. You know, nothing serious, just kind of, you know, chilling out, going over to his house and whatnot. And then
wait, nothing serious, just chilling out, going over to his house?
Just letting him
I'll let your mind wander as to what that necessarily means. I know this is...
Were they playing cribbage or...
Well, they weren't just playing cards. I'll put it that way.
Okay. Some pegs, some... okay. So that happened. That happened first. Cribbage humor for you. That happened first. And then did that bother you when you guys got back together and you decided to break it off too? Or why did you break it off?
So it bothered me for a little bit. Obviously, you know, I went through all the motions during the month that we were apart. We got back together. She asked me to go to prom with her, like, within the
I forget that they're talking about high school.
Me too.
I forget that they're like they're like 16 at this point.
God.
Let me give you a little bit of context information too.
Well, hold on.
I recant all my statements about wanting more details about what they were doing.
Yeah.
I feel legally I gotta
if
recant.
We are talking about your relationship and you're talking about prom, do not buy her a promise ring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're both out of high school now, obviously.
Well, yeah, but
you're
still.
You're not out of your teens yet, my guy.
You're a teenager.
I know.
You're
19. I know.
We'll just put you straight. This thing ain't going to last, all right? Let's just cut to the chase. You're 19. She's 18. You guys have both broken up twice. You know, you got to let a sleeping dog lie. So tell her we says bye and let's look at the new future out there. All right.
Yeah. So what are you looking for in a woman now that you're single?
Supportive.
Oh, he's already listing it off.
You were supposed to say, I'm not single. I love my girlfriend and I'm thinking about getting her a promise ring, my guy. That was a test.
I love my girlfriend.
Nah, it doesn't count now. It doesn't count. No. No, it doesn't count, Wyatt. We are sorry.
What'd you guys wear to prom? Was it matching? You wear a white tux?
Are you supposed to? No. She would usually pick a color and then I would kind of somewhat match. Like I wouldn't go, you know, if she were green, my whole suit was green and I looked like a leprechaun. It was, you know, black with subtle hints of green or something of that nature.
Classy gal. What does she do for a living?
She is a dental assistant.
Oh, okay. God.
Through.
Yeah. Yikes.
See, here's what I don't like about the promise rings. It's like the whole thing with an engagement ring is a promise ring.
Correct. Right? Yeah, yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah. So, and what kind of metal are you going to, it's just kind of a waste of money. I think it's stupid because everyone's gonna be like, oh, it's a first thing I think of anytime someone's got a promise ring is like that doesn't mean anything. That just means that it can be broken up, you know?
Yeah.
Although
it's also like I would love to see the statistics of people who buy promise rings. How many of those couples actually make it?
That's true.
I would love to see the stats.
Usually don't. Yeah. I've looked it up.
Well, then perfect. If you're looking to get out of the relationship, buy her a promise ring. It's basically like a down payment on your future and not the future that she thinks.
What do they make promise rings out of these days? Like, is it cubic zirconiums and like the plastic gold or what is it? I don't even know.
You know, I would just look at it because I haven't looked too deeply into what necessarily a promise ring is considered. I would just look at it as like a cheaper engagement ring. Like instead of spending, you know, $1,000 on an engagement ring, maybe you spend, you know, $100 or something. Yeah.
The fact
or something.
The fact that you haven't looked into what goes into buying a promise ring, but and you have looked at the statistics for why they don't work.
And that he called it in this podcast asking about it.
Not good.
It sounds like you need to set aside the promise ring and just get her a friendship bracelet, honestly.
Yeah. And
is she a Taylor Swift fan?
Buy her a friendship bracelet and a Taylor Swift album so she can get over the breakup earlier. You know, dude, I got to tell you, 19 years old, your brain's not even formally fully developed yet, and hers isn't either. You guys have already broken up twice. I would just promise her that this thing ain't gonna work out long term and give it a go, you know. So you're welcome for us saving you a lot of time and half your dad's business when you guys get divorced.
How would you know anything about that, Charlie?
See, you had to do it. Look, Wyatt, calling in this
Charlie,
podcast, best financial decision of your life.
Promise ring?
No, I didn't. Thank you very much for asking. So, you know, just because you don't get a promise ring doesn't mean you're not going to get divorced. But I can tell you one thing. This relationship not going to last. All right.
Well, and honestly, don't even think about the fact that you're hurting her feelings. If you do get the promise ring, you're hurting your dad's feeling because like Charlie said, you're squandering half of the thing that he built.
Yeah, exactly. And who's going to, you know, take care of your pops, you know, down the line? You know, he's going to need that business to be flowing. And, you know, you're going to be there. Who's going to mow your dad's lawn? You know, you're not. If you only got a tractor without... She's not. And if you got a tractor with only two wheels, well, then that's not going to mow much of anything at all. Two wheels and half the blade. Ain't going to mow much. You're going to be out there with snippers, my guy. So it's a good thing you're thinking about this now. It'll save you a lot of money down the road.
Yeah.
Any regrets calling in today?
No, I wouldn't say so. You guys agreed with me.
Yeah. I mean, even if you guys don't break up, don't do the promise ring. That's just a recipe for disaster, I think. Don't you think, Charlie?
Yeah, you guys are so young. Just take it easy for a while, you know? Let the frontal cortexes develop and see what happens after a minute, you know?
Is that the only part of the brain that you know?
Yeah.
What? Name another part of the brain.
The amygdala, dude. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know other parts of the brain. Gray matter. I got a lot of that.
He was saying something. I cut him off. What were you saying?
You know, if it doesn't work out, like you guys were saying, we are young. You know, if one of us isn't happy, I don't want us to feel like we're trapped to each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the right mentality to have. And just remember, even when you do get the engagement ring for someone, you also are not legally bound either. So you're technically...
Yeah. Until the big one's on the deal, you know, until the state says, all right, halvesies, you're okay. So you can take it down the road the way you want. But I got to tell you, you know what's important at this point in your life, Wyatt? Figure out who you are before you want to figure out who we are.
Oh,
there you go. You like that?
100 episodes looks good.
Put
on
that on a t-shirt, dude. Oh, did you hear that? Was that feedback, or did we just say the same thing at the same time?
Wow. We said the same thing, Charlie.
Good Lord. You know what, Wyatt? We're going to make that into a t-shirt. We're going to send you two of them, and one for you, one for your girlfriend. Send us her size, all right?
That could be your promise t-shirt.
Yeah. Or you make a t-shirt that says, my boyfriend wouldn't give me a promise ring, but he got me this shirt.
That is funny.
I wanted a promise ring, but all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
And then in small print, because he called the Bellied Up Podcast.
Found where all podcasts can be found.
You know, Miles, sometimes I feel bad because I feel everybody who calls in here with relationship stuff, our knee-jerk reaction is get out of it, you know?
Well, usually it's like if the last resort is calling into this podcast, it's just the pool that we're dealing with isn't exactly like the cream of the crop.
I guess that's
no
true.
One's calling in and going, wow, my relationship's great. Well, talk to you guys later.
Yeah, that's true. There was that fellow who called in asking when he should get engaged, and then we found out he didn't even want to be
correct
married. Yep. So, Wyatt, you're in good company, all right?
We'll send you those shirts.
Yeah. Tell her we says bye, okay?
I will.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, my guy.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations to you. Okay. You don't have to waste any time buying a promise ring. So, all right. Well, we'll see you soon then. Watch for deer.
Oh, yeah. You as well, guys. Have a good one.
See all right. You too.
Firing on all cylinders today, Joe.
That's what we like to see, Miles.
That's what we are so back.
Yeah, I feel like we're in the mix on this sucker. Yep. You know?
Let's fire up another one.
Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who do we get the pleasure of chit-chatting with?
This is Cole from Michigan.
Cole from Michigan?
Yes, sir.
What's going on today? There's a little bit of racket in the background. Are you working?
No, I'm just got to the gym.
Okay.
Oh, you're at the gym.
Leg day or arm day?
Chest day, actually.
Chest day. How are the pecs looking?
The pecs are peckers, I tell you.
Okay. You got some peckers on your pecs. I like it.
Do you ever do leg day?
Yes, I do. Every week.
That's a mistake.
Yeah. Skip that and just wear pants.
Yeah.
No one can tell.
Well, I'll remember that next time.
Well, why don't you belly up to the bar with us? Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I just moved to Michigan a couple years ago, and I need to know how to flirt with a Midwest woman.
Oh.
He's wondering how to call in old Whitetail and take his shot, Charlie.
Wow. Well,
where did you come from? Where did you move from?
So I'm originally from Ohio, but I moved to Tennessee when I was 13.
Okay. So you're going from that southern lifestyle up into Michigan. All right. Well, Charlie, what advice would you give him to flirt with a Midwestern gal?
Well, Cole, everyone knows that a Midwest gal is first and foremost attracted not by what you look like, but what you sound like. Okay. So you're going to maybe see one at the gym today and you just say, oh, yeah, how are you doing? Simple like that. But get that accent down. Drop that jaw a little bit. Don't move it. Say, oh, yeah.
OK.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then women in the Midwest, especially we have one love language in the Midwest, and that is acts of service. You are only as good as the number of times you can go fill her water bottle at the gym, okay? So you see her getting low, just say, I see a little more water, keep you hydrated, or no? Now, whatever she says, you're going to refill that water bottle, okay? And you do that enough times, she is going to go out on that first date with you or get management to get you kicked out of the gym. But I'm thinking it'll go the former way right there.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Okay. All right. Miles, do you think he's convinced? Because I feel like he's just writing off what I'm saying is just
Well, and first thing I say to that is don't try and meet a Midwestern woman at the gym. The first thing. I guess don't meet women at the gym because that seems to never end well.
Oh, really?
I've seen too many videos on the internet of people complaining about getting hit on at the gym. So what my advice to you would be, don't get her at the gym.
Okay.
Wait till she's on her drive home.
That sounds dangerous, Miles.
This does.
What is she going to be driving up to her? Hey, I saw you at the gym. Would you want to go on a date with... It's a deer. You see the problem there?
Charlie, that's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
I know it sounds like the plot to a serial killer movie.
Yeah. But
honestly, Midwestern men, if you take them at face value, they seem a little bit serial killer-ish.
Miles,
you
know? Let's not go down the
serial killer. They got guns in their basements, you know? It's...
Well, what was your idea?
They don't talk much. They just kind of stand there and look at you. You know, we got serial killer tendencies.
And
if she's on her way home, you're going to tail her not too close.
No, Miles, you can't say this.
You're going to tail her a little bit. And then when it could be tomorrow, it could be 6 months from now, she's going to hit a deer. Like you just said, Charlie.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a meat cute. You've seen in the movies that they use puppies for this. Here in the Midwest, we use deer for meat cutes, all right? So as soon as she hits that sucker, you got to pop out with a buck knife. It's not what you think. And you're going to have to carve her some back straps to take home, and that's where you start doing your flirtatious behavior. She's going to be pretty impressed the way you carve around a deer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a bellied-up disclaimer. The practice Miles is describing right now could be described as stalking in some states.
It's not stalking, it's tailing. White tailing, you know? That's what the technique is called, is whitetailing.
Is it? Is that the technique, Miles?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a guy who's been in a loving relationship for several years. And
you don't think that would work?
No, I don't, Miles. The game has changed since you and Ann got back together. All right? All right. Well,
what do you think of whitetailing? You think that's a good idea?
I like it. It just depends on how big of a knife I'll be carving with the deer.
Cole, just that's not where I wanted you to take. You guys didn't like my idea of refilling a water bottle at the gym, and now he's talking about the size of the knife he's going to bring out for the deer.
Bigger the better, because they always say that your knife reflects your pecker, like you were talking about. So I'll let her know.
I think it's kind of the opposite.
Yeah,
I think the bigger the knife, the smaller the.
Yeah, probably true. Yeah. What other advice would you give him, Charlie? If a guy wants to flirt with a Midwestern gal, where should he go then? If it's not tailing her in the car or going to the gym?
Let's start with the obvious. Cole, you're going to go to the bar. All right. You're going to go to the bar to find yourself a nice gal. And I think a really polite thing to do is you see a gal that you like sitting at the bar. You just get up the courage and say, hey, I just wanted to let you know that you are absolutely beautiful.
Stunning is also another good word.
Stunning. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Stunning. I'd love to get you to know you more, but you know what? No pressure. You always want to say no pressure, and you want to give her, again, it all comes back to acts of service, because we have zero confidence, you know, in really our game. So what we do is acts of service will take it to the next level. So I got you a drink. No pressure to
and you can use the line wow, you are intoxicating, now I'd like to intoxicate you, and hand her a drink.
Again, Miles, that has some problematic undertones. You've been out of the game way too long. Okay, so I know back in the mid-2000s it was a different vibe over at UW or UM Moorhead or whatever. But things have changed.
Okay, sorry.
So I think you go up there, you say the bartender will serve you your next drink of choice. I think you look lovely. I'll be over there. And if she just says, okay, thank you, bye. You know, you go back over there, and then you just wait. And that's it. Patiently twiddle your thumbs. Perhaps get a game of bar dice going with the bartender. Oh, and also we got to remember you use the bartender to your advantage. So you find, go to your hometown, go to the hometown. You want to be home court advantage. You want to go to your small bar where you know the bartender. Bartender can put in the most trusted people in the Midwest are the bartenders. So if the bartender can put in a good, honest word for you, that's going to go a long way.
Well, and it's just like back in middle school, you used to pass a note to your friend who would then pass a note to your crush. The bartender is that friend.
Yes.
You pass along information. You say, here's an extra 20. Get her to like me.
Yep. Yep. And this all comes down to the thing of like Midwest guys. We're kind of like, you know, Rex in Toy Story, you know, I don't like confrontation. Yeah. That's us. So, you know,
use a proxy.
Yeah. Use a proxy. And that way it's all no pressure. If it doesn't work out, well, you took your shot. The worst feeling is feeling like there's two bad feelings. One is feeling like you could have taken a shot and you didn't take the shot. And the other is feeling like you took the shot and you got shot down in an embarrassingly bad way.
And that being said, Charlie, after all this, no matter what you do, do take a shot. That should help your chances as well.
That's
liquid
true.
Courage always helps.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All
an actual shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a shot. You get that going. Hits you right in the deal. Okay. You're feeling good. Get up there. Get it done with. Now, if you find yourself in love with a bartender, you got to understand you're not the only one.
I'm in love with a bartender.
Yep. Thank you.
The Midwest version of that song.
I can tell. Yeah, you need the auto tune on that.
What?
What? If you find yourself in it with the bartender, keep in mind everyone is in love with the bartender. You're really going to have to double up on the acts of service. Okay. Get back there. Start bar backing. All right. If you don't know how to bar back, get yourself a job at a bar right now. Know how to be helpful in a bar because that's going to come in. You know, you help her close enough times. Well, you might just close the deal yourself.
Okay, there we go. Right. I like that.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I like it. I think it's probably safer than getting the buck knife.
Yeah. After further review. Yeah.
Miles's idea was creepy as hell. Now, Cole, I what are you working on right now, my guy? I feel like your voice has changed. Are you pushing up some chesties?
Yeah, it's the dumbbells.
Oh, dumbbells. How much weight are we on each peck?
55
per peck.
Jeez.
That's a pretty... Yep. And is this your first set? Are you going to up the ante from there? How much can you bench?
I can probably bench 225.
Let's go, dude. Hey, you can participate in the NFL Combine one time.
Well, Cole, got a question for you. What kind of gals are you into? Are you into the ones that work out? Are you going to try something at the gym while you're there? You can go to the bar. We've given you a lot of advice. What are you going to take?
I think I might try both. I might do the water bottle and then on the weekend, I may do the bar.
Okay. Yeah. Don't take a day off of trying to flirt with Midwestern women. Hit every day of the week. I like that.
You know what? Cole, last piece of advice. You ready?
Yep.
Learn how to make a good casserole. Put the casserole in a Cool Whip container. Bring the Cool Whip container to the bar and the gym. You find a gal you like. You wait for her to get ready to go. Okay. And on her way out the door, you hand her that tin of Cool Whip and say, hey, this is my special casserole for you. Give her a wink. I think you'll be in like Flint, my guy.
I think that's creepier than whitetailing her.
What? A little casserole?
You just happen to have this leftovers, a hot dish? Sitting in his gym bag?
No, that's it, Miles. Thank you. You just made it better. Say, hey, this is a hot dish for a hot dish. Okay? Real good.
Hot dish for a hot dish. Yeah,
this is my best.
I like that line. That's a good line.
And make sure you use the finest meat in that hot dish, all right? Like raccoon or venison, all right?
You know, just because Charlie says it with more conviction doesn't mean his advice is better. Right?
Oh, you know what, Miles? That's where you're absolutely correct. Well, Cole, listen, good luck pushing up the titties at the bar. glad you're not skipping chest day. And
we should have a counter going of how many different times you've said pecs.
Pecs?
Yeah.
I just think
chesties.
Chesties.
Pecs. Peckers.
Pushing up the titties. Guys got titties, too.
Well, thanks for calling in, man. Hopefully this helped a little.
Well, thanks, guys. And tell your folks I says hi.
All right. Don't pull a peck, my guy.
All right.
Watch for deer. And you don't too. Watch for your gal's deer. That's stupid.
All right.
See you, Cole. What the hell were you thinking? My God, this is a podcast broadcast to the world, and you're telling them the tale.
White tail.
White tailing.
That right there gave me absolute trauma.
What?
Because you sounded like my wife.
Yeah.
We would be somewhere, we'd get in the car, and she just would go, "What the hell were you thinking?" So thanks for that. She's not here this week, but
me and Ann, we've been talking. Yeah, we've been talking. Tell. She said you gotta dial the boy in before we bring this kid into the world. And I said I'm gonna turn up the dial on that.
Charlie, you know what's overrated?
What?
What? Do you know what's overrated?
I hope you're not gonna say Mother's Day.
No, I was gonna say flowers. Okay. Flowers are overrated. I think that if you truly love your mother on Mother's Day, you got to get her some ice cold tippy cow.
Oh, yeah. Get
don't
her
you
some
think?
Tippy cow, sure. And then if you still want to do the flowers, you know you got some dandelions out there in the yard.
Don't spend $50 on a bouquet.
Go
buy her two bottles of tippy cow with that money.
Two bottles of tippy cow and then stick some dandies in the nice little gift basket.
Yep.
And now you got tippy cows and dandelions.
Nothing says I love you more to your mother than getting her a nice cold bottle of tippy cow, guys. Tip it on back with your mom this Mother's Day.
Hey,
tippy cow.
Tell your mom so he says hi. Cheers. Hey, guys. I want you to check out Nicolet Law, the go-to legal team with over 20 offices throughout Wisconsin, Minnesota, and North Dakota. This crew of top-notch attorneys and enthusiastic staff are all about fighting for injured folks. Get ready for some serious advocacy and support with Nicolet Law. How'd you like that one?
I like that one.
I took some artistic liberties with it. You know, I started off smooth jazz. I went a little into WWE and I ended weirdly. So I think it'll really nail the point, folks, that when you see this sign and you got something going on that you wish wasn't going on, you just give them a call and they'll figure out what you got going on and get you some money for that thing you got going on. And does that make sense? Yeah, no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They got it going on like Stacy's mom.
Oh, you're bringing the moms back into this, Miles? Yeah. Well, she's got it going on. Should we get into the deal?
We should.
Let's do it.
Hello, this is Ethan.
Ethan. You know who this is? Goodness.
Ethan, oh, Ethan, let me take Ethan.
A is that Charlie Behrens and Miles the Obetcha guy?
You can smell us. You can smell us. I like that.
I can smell that beer in your breath.
Guilty.
Ethan, what's going on, man? Thanks for letting us check in with you today.
Hey, not a problem. I'm very happy that you guys reached out. I just want to say happy anniversary for the 1 year. Who was the person that forgot, Charlie or Miles?
You know what? First of all, Ethan, we both forgot, but it's 100 episodes. So
2 years.
2 years, my guy.
2 years. I guess I'm the one that forgot then.
Yeah, you forgot. It's you're almost treating us like, you know, your side piece. Which,
nonsense.
Well,
you're my main. Don't worry. Don't you even think about that.
Well, don't tell your girlfriend that.
She's asleep. Don't even got to worry about that. Okay. She don't know. Don't got to hurt her.
Okay. 2 o'clock on a Monday asleep. I like it.
Yeah. What, is she still working at that job you got her, or how did that ever go down?
So I got her a job at my family's Chinese place. It's going all right so far. I mean, it's how you take any stereotypical Chinese restaurant. So it's been going all right. But I had some major life changes happen to me in the span of a couple of months.
Whoa.
Okay. Well,
Ethan, belly on up to the bar, my guy. Catch us up.
Well, not to be the bearer of bad news. Don't want to be a little pouty dog, but my father died on January 27th.
Sorry
to hear that. It was January 27th. Shit happens. It's like saying Happy New Year when you're in July. You know, it's no problem. Okay. But after that, we got a whole bunch of stuff going down. I'm gonna be moving out, so I'm saving up the money. Gonna miss a big old house. Got a new car. Selling a bunch of silicas. By the way, I got a buy sell trade.
Did you just say selling a bunch of silicas?
Yeah, got some 1992 ST185 Toyota silicas.
Oh,
these cocksuckers were WRCs, World Rally Champions. I'll tell you that.
I'm always looking to hear about a WRC. Continue.
Well, you look it on up. You whip out your Android and iPhone, your whatever the two classes, and you look up an ST185. 1992 Toyota Celica, and you're gonna see those cute ass Miata flip up headlights, and all wheel drives and four wheel drives.
Oh, look at this! Yeah, my gosh,
got three of those. We got a red one, we got a white one, and a black one that's very famous in the Celica community called Princess. She has a whole WRC conversion,
wow,
proper with everything. I already sold the white one. It was very hard. The white Celica, I grew up in that thing. I was like a little walking sperm, you know, when I grew up in that car. It was terrible to see her go, but that's the way she goes.
That's the way she goes, my man.
Exactly,
so were these cars part of your father's collection or something?
Oh, yeah. He's got three of the Celicas. He loved those JDM cars. And then here's the big doozy. We are selling a 2021 Toyota Supra for about $70,000. Now, a lot of people say $70,000. You can get those cheaper on Bring a Trailer or whatever for like $30,000, $20,000. Well, this cocksucker was modded out, brand new exhaust. Man went hunting down several cars to find these specific tires. I don't know what tires they are. I'm not a car person myself, but I'm looking at it right now. It's got the Supra, Super Tribute Wing. It's got the four tires that are worth like $2,500 a pop. It's got shit. What else does it have? Leather seats, but I came with it. We got this man. My father was a programmer. A lot of people will go, yeah, we can't get over like 7 pounds of boost in this car. And this man stayed up day and night to try to get into this machine and try to figure out how to get more boost in there. This cocksucker gets like 14, 20 pounds of boost, which is hard to do.
Wait, your dad hacked in to the Toyota?
Practically, yeah. This man made like his own internet business. I remember him telling me when I was a little walking sperm, he goes, I took three tabs of acid, smoked a joint, and I started writing all this code, and boom, that became my business. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Oh, and then shortly after that, he told me that he smoked weed with Steve Jobs. So whether that be true or not, I don't know. You can ask him in the break.
Your dad smoked weed with Steve Jobs. Did he drop acid with Steve Jobs too?
Maybe not. I don't know. That part's a little bit gray, but for sure the weak part.
Wow. Your dad.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like this is, I hope you brought all this up at his eulogy when he did pass.
Oh, damn right we did. Okay. Oh, damn right we did.
Okay, good.
We popped a couple of beers. We poured some down his casket. We said, take this, old man. Laughed at him. So on and so forth.
Well, that's great. That's great. Shout out to your dad. Hell of a guy, you know?
Yeah, I'll cheers to that.
Yeah,
Ethan's dad.
Cheers to Ethan's dad.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
He's resting somewhere.
Well, that's good. Now, let me ask you, How has it been with the girlfriend? Catch us up on that whole scenario.
We're doing great. I mean, like with any other relationship, got our rough patches, go through fights, yada yada yada.
Uh-huh.
But we make up afterwards. We kiss, we grab a little butt, and we're all good.
Okay.
We're all fine.
If you don't mind, talk us through maybe the most recent problem you had. If you're okay with that.
No, it's not a problem. It's mainly just money. I'm terrible with money. I'll see something like, oh, hey, you know, I want this. Should I have it? Nah.
What's been your most recent dumb purchase that you've made?
I don't know. I stole a lot of things from PetSmart. So recent dumb purchase would be, I guess, a clip speaker set. I don't need it. I can always harvest one from one of the other rooms that I got. But this one's Bluetooth. The others aren't. So I took that one. And I hooked it up to my TV upstairs.
What? Can we just back up the thing to you stealing from the PetSmart?
Okay. So, you know, this is all satirical. If any major companies do hear this, you cannot press me liable because this is all satirical and this is not true.
Okay.
Everything that I said from this forward on. It's all satirical and cannot be held liable in a court. Yeah, so I go through a Walmart and a Target. I prefer Target because it makes me feel more white. But I like to go through there and I'll take some. I'll be like, oh, hey, you know what? That's a cool album. I'll just put it at the bottom of the basket, just shop everything through, just push right on through. Don't even bat an eye.
Well, first of all, don't do that. Stop doing that.
Of course, I'm not going to do that. That's
illegal.
It's
satirical. It's satirical.
Of course. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah.
I would never do that. That's illegal. But if someone were to do it, I shouldn't be held liable.
So since the last time that we met you or talked to you, you have become a car salesman. You have become a con man. And what's the other one?
Speaker harvester. Yeah, con man is a little. He's a con boy.
I have charisma. I like to talk to people, you know, and I get little freebies. You know?
Okay. Well, this is not what we taught you. We taught you to use your charisma for good by getting up on that stand up stage and using it for good, not using your charisma to five finger discount CDs at the store.
Wow. Can you tell that Miles? Hey, Ethan, can you tell Miles is about to become a dad? Can you tell he's working it out on you right now?
Hey, you know what? Thank you very much, Miles. You show me a new light. I'm going to turn a new leaf starting tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow morning, I got plans to do. Tomorrow afternoon, starting a whole new page, brand new leaf. Bible smacked in my face. I don't know what type of person I am anymore. Thank you so much.
I'm going to get a son just like him, aren't I?
That's your payment for having this podcast.
Yeah, that's
Ethan,
what's going to happen.
2 Miles' question, though. Have you gotten up on stage, done any stand-up, my guy?
So that day that you told me to go to this place and do some stand-up, I was adamant. I was very nervous. I won't lie. I was shaking in my boots, little sweat dripping down my leg.
Mom spaghetti.
Knees weak, arms are heavy, vomit on my sweater. There's a storm in KC, no mom spaghetti. But went to KC, storm, big, huge storm, sound like Donald Trump, huge storm, massive storm, knocked out power half the city, good people. I couldn't do it. I looked online, I'm sitting outside the parking lot. I'm like, all right, lights are kind of on, halfway on. We still doing this. I'm here. I got here 30 minutes early. All right, let's state it out. Let's wait it out for the 30 minutes. No cars come up. Okay. Let's look on their site. Nothing on their site. Okay. Let's look on their Instagram. I had to scroll past that. I had to go like 4 or 5 Bible verses down just to find that they canceled it. I was like, that's crazy.
Damn.
That's phenomenal. I came all the way up here just to have a good time, maybe spit some shit. And they closed because of a little wee storm that knocked out half the city's power. Ah, come on.
Okay.
We live in Kansas. It's Tornado Alley. You know, we sit outside the porch. We see an F5 touchdown like 20 miles away. We got a Coors Banquet in hand. Yep. It's going to be a rainy one.
Well, how many tornadoes do you watch a year, Ethan?
As many as come by.
Yeah. You're always out there. Do you have any games you play when you're watching these tornadoes?
Yeah. It's called how many shit it picks up. I look at it. I go, that's a house. That's some shingles. Bonus points if we see a comically large cow like in the movies.
So you've developed your own tornado drinking game.
I mean, who doesn't? You know, when you live out in the boonies, all you got to do is just push a wheel with a stick like it's 1920s. Of course you got to do something.
Have you ever gone out chasing the tornadoes, Ethan?
Oh, hell no. I value my life more than that.
Okay. Well, that's good news.
That is good news.
I got admiration, though, for the people that do that. I can't do that. No, thank you.
So you went out to this one stand-up show. They screwed you over, it seems, and now you haven't gone out to one since?
I have not, no. With everything going on, I've been going through probate. We got a couple lawsuits with some squatters and other stuff with creditors, yada, yada, yada.
All right.
It's a whole process. Don't got the money for it. Just got a new car, by the way.
yeah, you got like five. You have five new cars.
It sounds like...
Yeah, I got five new cars, and none of them are in my name, except for one.
So, let's not glaze over. You found some squatters. Talk us through the squatters situation.
So, originally what happened was, father made a deal with them. Hey, yada, yada, yada. They're great family friends. Great family friends. Good people. Sound like Donald Trump again. They moved out. Another one of my family friends came in for my father, helped them out a lot, helped out both each other. He lived in this house. He's got cancer, got hit by a spider, had a lob off his big toe. You should see it. That thing's horrendous. And then he had a heart attack about like 7, 8, 9 months ago. So my dad goes, hey, you know, don't worry about it. You got a heart attack. Don't worry about paying rent. You're fine. So he's like, all right, yeah, we're not going to pay rent. 7, 8, 9 months go by. Hey, we're going to start. I'm starting to work again. Father croaks. I'm like, ah, geez. All right. Womp womp. So we go over to their house. You see, it's abysmal. It's in a terrible state. Not going to get into that specifics. Unfortunately, I would love to, but I can't, unfortunately. Go to their house. It's terrible. It's just terrible condition. Terrible, terrible condition. And they got a brand new Winnebago out front. Where do you find a Winnebago these days? They found one, but it's got a brand new Winnebago out front. And they haven't been paying rent for like 7, 8, 9 months. And we go, well, you guys need to pay something. You guys need to pay rent. We're paying for your electricity. We're paying for your water. We're paying for your gas. We're losing money here. And they go, well, we don't have the money for it. As we all look out the window, kind of like a cartoon, like peeking over the side of the door frame, one head above the other. It's looking at the brand new Winnebago. So serving an eviction notice. 30 days, so they got to go out of there.
Wow. You are just becoming...
He's grown up before our eyes.
Yeah, you...
Right. At first, I only had 3 hairs on my nutsack. Now I got 4.5.
I would agree, dude. You went from the spry young lad we first met to now you sound like you're 80 years old.
Yeah.
I'm definitely feeling like I'm 48 the way my back hurts right now.
Okay, you're carrying the team. I see that.
No, my sister's doing way more than that. But you know what? I'll take that.
Okay.
Ethan, listen, I still think, my guy, we got to find a way for you to get on stage at some point. The good news is you're living life. You're going through it. You're building up your set.
Well, I was going to say, it's you. You just told us about all your problems, and Charlie just sees all the new material that you potentially...
Dollar signs, my guy. I
understand that I'm building up material, but I got a question for you guys real quick. I had asked my girlfriend's cousin this. I just want to see your guys' stance on this.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line in the bathroom? You know, for an example, Charlie, if you have like a significant other, I don't know if you do or not right now, if you have a significant other,
I do.
What miles? Okay, you do? Congratulations. Yeah. Get some, my man.
Thanks, anyway, Ethan. So thanks, bro.
You take that significant other. Yeah. They have a cousin, maybe a second cousin. You only met them about once, maybe 1.5 times. Oh, hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? You go about their day. They come over to your house. That cousin goes up to you and says, hey, can I take a shit in your room, in your bathroom? Do you allow him to take a shit in your house or do you not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like, well, what's the alternative?
You know?
Like, they said, you take a shit on
McDonald's.
The carpet.
Go to McDonald's.
Go to McDonald's. Ethan. Go to Subway. Go to Walmart. Go to Target. Target's got better bathrooms.
It's too much Target talk out of you.
Ethan.
It makes me feel more white.
Ethan, did you have your girlfriend's cousin go shit at the Target, my guy?
No, but I definitely went into their house last night and I took a shit in their bathroom.
He's in a little battle shits war right now.
Exactly. No, I mean, it's like, okay, if someone comes over to my house, I met them like 1 or 2 times. am I really going to let them shit in my bathroom? No, I'm going to tell them, maybe not. I don't really feel comfortable.
Why?
Bathroom, maybe, but my main bathroom, I don't think so.
Why are your guests announcing that they're going to take a shit?
Yeah.
Hey, can I use your restroom? I really got to make number two.
I just go to people's houses. We have some fun, and I just go to the bathroom. And if I had to shit, I would shit. And then maybe afterwards, I would go, do not go in there.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Now that's like a breach of trust. You know, when you go into someone's bathroom, hey, can I use your restroom? Sure. I imagine, they're going to take a little tinkle winkle, you know, drop the snake a little bit, but not drop a huge snake like that. Like when I go into the bathroom afterwards, I don't want to be hit with a giant green bubble of gas coming out from
Ethan.
There.
So what do you do when you go to someone else's house and you got to shit?
I pinch and hold her, and then I wait till I get to like a nice bathroom, and then I go. Ethan, or I go to my sister's parents' house.
I think the real issue is you don't have a good enough ventilation system in your bathroom.
That's not true. I got a $5 box fan I got from Walmart, did not steal it, and I think that's good enough.
Okay.
It is hard to argue with that whole scenario. Here's the deal. In the mid,
I think it should just be a don't ask, don't tell situation.
It is. And usually all you ask is, hey, do you guys have a bathroom? That's what you have to ask. That's what typically what people say is, do you have one? They know you got one. They want to ask. You give it, you don't tell, and then you bring some matches with you to cover up the
smell.
Why don't
you just go...
Matches, you know, not a lot of people do matches these days.
Well, here's a good solution to that. Why, when they say, hey, I got to drop a dookie in your toilet, as most guests do when they come over, why don't you just go, well, can we go in there before you? And then you go and do your number ones, and everyone else cycles through, and then they can, so then... You know, you can allow the time for the smell to leave.
Right. I can understand that. But at the same time, thinking about it that way, that's the equivalent of like, all right, everybody go to the bathroom before going on a road trip. And about 5 miles in, that I got to go pee. It's like the equivalent of that. You know, this guy's already taking a honking hoagie over there, smelling up the room. I can see orange fumes coming out from under the door. And it's like, man, I really got to take a piss. And I mean, for the males, you know. Easy as go outside, piss on bricks, piss on a bush, whatever. Just don't be in a playground. For the women, it's not that easy, you know. They really gotta wait, and then they gotta sit and endure, and then they have the thought, man, that guy was just in here, bare ass cheeks against his toilet bowl, taking a big honking orange brown piece of shit. You know, it's not a big thought.
Okay, is this one of your fights with your girlfriend that you recently had?
Oh, no, this is just a question that came up in my mind last night because I really had to take a shit at my girlfriend's cousin's house.
And you pinch your cheeks, man, and you're a hero for that. You're a hero.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service.
Shit in there already.
Ethan, what's some good going on in your life? What's some you got you're looking forward to, or it's feeling right?
I'm looking forward to moving out. Going to go to KC, hopefully Overland Park area. Start working a little bit more, get comfortable, and maybe go out and sit on a stage and bullshit with people and see how I do.
I like that.
I like it.
You're moving to KC. You're looking for a new job. You got your eye on any potential job?
So my job right now is I got a new job since last time I spoke with you guys. I sit on my ass all day and I answer people's phone calls. I work in a call center. People calling from theaters and they go, hey, my projector's broke. I'd immediately tell them, turn it off, turn it back on again. Smart. Oh, wow. Thanks. That works. No problem.
Ethan, what do you think about artificial intelligence?
Okay.
All right. Artificial intelligence is one sticky scenario. One hand, you can deep fake porn. National securities. You can take a picture of any presidential face and say, I like Monica Lewinsky and her big hunkadookas, you know what I mean? And then, boom, that man's in jail forever. But you can't prove it. Can't prove that you said it. Can't prove that you didn't. Only, you know, certain special tools that you can do. It can be used for malicious and be used for good. A lot of people during, like, 2022, 2023, when they're going through school, still doing, like, the COVID stuff, use ChatGPT for that. Man, I wish I had that for when I was going through school, but doesn't matter. It can be used for good, can be used for bad. My thing is, since I want to be a voice actor, a lot of people do like the Taylor Swift impersonation of Marty Robbins' Big Iron, or like they do voiceovers of SpongeBob rapping or whatever like that. It's weird. It's definitely a gray area, though. I think it can be used for war in some certain way. What's crazier even about that is how people are using drones for war, but that's a whole different topic.
It's the same topic. That's artificial intelligence right there.
Drones are not artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is saying, hey, that's a red bird. Hey, that's a penis. Or drones, it's like, yes, I'm being controlled by another person. I got to fly this half stick of dynamite that's inside this mortar at this soldier.
When the robots are smarter than us and stronger than us, will they choose to keep us?
I don't know. All I know is I'm going to pour water on them and watch them short circuit like it's a cartoon.
That's a really good point, actually.
Yeah, we just need
Charlie
rain.
Was talking about Charlie was talking about water towers earlier. I think we found a new use for a water tower. If the robots,
water tower and salt.
Yeah, if water salt. Towers take over, or if robots take over, head for the water towers. That's a new doomsday plan.
You know, you say robots take over. The first thing that comes to my mind is the there's that one Jimmy Neutron episode where all the power lightning things come to life. I forgot what episode it is, but I hope you know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, I'm going to look like a buffoon.
No. There's plenty of people know exactly what you're talking about.
All right. To each their own.
Yeah.
Anywho.
So,
Charlie.
Overall, go ahead.
No, go ahead after you, please.
I said overall, you're not concerned. You think it's like anything else. Just humanity can be used for good, can be used for evil. We'll see what happens.
I'll say 50-50. I see both sides of the party. I'm a 50-50 person.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely more bad that it can be used for good. Do I think it's going to be like Star Wars or Fallout where I'm going to sit in like a little cylinder and then boom, magically be healed by robots and AI? No, I don't think so. Is it going to be probably used to help make antibiotics or like vaccines for certain diseases? Maybe, possibly. Is it also going to deepfake a politician to make them say the N-word? Probably.
Well,
it's the whole 50-50.
We got
pretty good assessment. I'd say.
I would. You got a real good head on your shoulders, Ethan. We could use it on the stages out there. So when you're ready to get up on the stage, you let us know anytime. We'll help you out. All right.
I will do. And Charlie, I knew you were going to do a way back while I saw that you were advertising your show. You're going to be in KC. I really wanted to go with my girlfriend and I. I completely forgot to buy tickets, and I completely forgot the date time because I was too busy with my own shenanigans. But it was so sad.
Well,
very sad.
Ethan, listen, anywhere in the country you want to come see a show, you let me know and we'll get you there. We'll get you tickets. All right. So look at the schedule and you just connect with us and let us know.
You know what? I will do that. I'll be more than happy to.
All right, my guy. Well, Miles, any final questions here?
No, I think that you are approaching life as you should. I think you've had some bad string of events happen to you, but it seems you're not letting it get you down. I'm excited for you to move to Kansas City. I'm excited for you to get those cars sold. You know, I think that, like Charlie was saying, you got to get up on the stand-up. I think you're use the bad stuff that's happened to you for good. That's what it's about.
We appreciate
Go ahead. My apologies.
I just saying we appreciate you, man. We enjoy having you on the deal, and you've had a hard go, but you're making the most of it. We love to see it.
Hey, thank you. I love to see you too as well. Both of you, not just you, Charlie.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of my friends, you're welcome. A lot of my friends say, Ethan, go do it. Don't be a pussy. Don't be a bitch. Go do it. I go, I don't know, man. I don't think it's a self-confidence. That's it. That's literally it. Other than that, I got it.
Well, listen, man,
I'll leave to the self-confidence thing. Charlie was really bad at stand-up when he started. Talking, you wouldn't even recognize the fella. So don't worry about sucking at first. Just go out there and suck as Charlie does.
Yep.
And maybe someday you'll end up hitting it big. So.
You gotta enjoy the bomb. You gotta just be careless. And it seems like, Ethan, you don't give too many fucks. That's what you project here. So
watch your length.
Maintain that on stage, my guy. and you will go far. Just it's all about just getting up there. That's it.
That's fair. That's literally all that's holding me back right now.
Yeah. But it happens to all of us. You'll get through it eventually. So
I will suck and blow just for the bomb.
There you go, my guy. There you go.
All right, man. Well, thanks for talking with us today. Happy 100 episodes. You've been a big part of us along the way. We appreciate your time and keep on going, man.
Not a problem. Keep it trucking, Hong Kong, or whatever they say these days.
All right. Watch for deer, too. There you go.
Hey, I'll do my best. You do the same.
All right. Bye-bye. See you, my guy. Bye-bye.
Well, Charlie, it's always good to connect with him. Makes me sad that his father passed. And
you hear the maturity. You hear how
I would say he does seem like he's grown up.
Yeah, he's got a guy with a bit of the weight of the world on him, you know.
So, guys,
but you know he's funny,
yeah,
and it comes out in interesting ways in this, even in this conversation. You know, mm-hmm. He's a little less freewheeling, but the funny is still there.
Yeah, all the listeners got to do some T's and P's for him. Little thoughts and prayers action for him. And
I like
his family.
That. The T and the P.
Yeah. So, guys, thanks for tuning in. That's another episode of you Bellied Up podcast.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being with us for 100 episodes. I know that Charlie and I really have fun with this. We are glad that we get to go see the Midwest bars. We get to talk to the Midwest folks, and we can only do that because of the listeners, you guys allowing us to do it. We have a lot of fun. We hope you do too. And I don't know, Charlie. Any last thoughts on our first 100 episodes?
You guys have given us the opportunity to have the best job in the world. We appreciate you, and we'll keep it coming for you. And we appreciate you being there for us. And
we mean it that, you know, we may be the ones, air quotes, giving advice, but it's just as therapeutic for us as it is for someone who were to call in.
Yeah, so we really get a lot out of this. Plus, we get to sit in a bar all day. So thank you guys for letting us do it. And keep her moving. Watch for deer. And Miles.
Love you guys.
Miles bringing the love. We'll see you guys soon.